So
very
cool.
Sad. We're in Party Line here on WILO and Boone 1027 FM. And of course, we have another guest in studio today, our lovely friend, Emily Himmersbach. She is the Marketing and Communications Officer for the Howard, Carroll, and Clinton County Community Foundation. How are you today?
I'm pretty.
There we go.
Now I'm on.
Yeah.
Look, she's a radio gal. She knows now. You don't have my mic on.
Yeah, she knows.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Been around the block.
You have
times.
Been here several times, but we're glad to have you again this morning.
Thanks. I love coming over here.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. It's always nice when we get to have guests in the studio. Yeah. We like that a lot. Yeah. So, well, tell us a little bit about what's going on. Every time you come, you're a wealth of information, and you guys are a bunch of busybodies, but all for a good cause.
Yeah. Yeah. Community Foundation staying busy. We just got through our final grant cycle, so we're getting those last approvals done. We have our board meetings the next few weeks, and then next month I'll be able to tell you guys who got grants. I already know some of them, but I can't share it yet.
So. Oh, come on. She teases
but
us like
man,
that.
Man, there's some good projects happening in Clinton County, so it's exciting.
Ooh, that's nice
stuff.
To know. Sure.
There's lots of good grants going to go out here in the next few weeks, so we're really excited. You know, I think our last grant cycles, well, all of our grant cycles are fun, but the first one and the last one are all three counties, so there's just a lot happening, and a lot of meetings happening. We have that going on. Our committees are meeting for Lilly Scholar selection right now, so they're getting ready to do their interviews and things like that. So, like, there's a lot going on behind the scenes right now. Nothing to announce yet, but we're really excited to just see the fruit of all of this work here this month.
I was going to ask you, how many applications did you end up having for the, and I know it's per county, but how many did you end up having?
Yeah, I believe, I was just talking to our scholarships officer, Bethany, about this. We had over 50 applications in Clinton County.
Fantastic.
We had a little over 70 in Howard, and I think we had around 30 in Carroll County. So those committees have a lot of applications to read, and I will tell you, they're an amazing group of people because they sit and read every single one.
Well, with the competition being what it is to get that grant, I mean, I don't blame them for taking their time and really doing a thorough review.
Yep. They're very committed
But how cool.
Process.
I mean, Lilly Grant, we have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. So many kids a lot of times will say, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. They're so concerned. And you may get five or six kids that will actually fill it out. But to have that many in each county, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. I'm glad that they felt confident enough to go ahead and just put that application and then see what happens.
Yeah, what do you have to lose?
Yeah, right.
I mean, a little time getting it done. I mean, to me, that's worth it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of considerations that go into it. It's not just about GPA. There's a lot of considerations. Each county chooses their criteria, and it's approved by the Indiana Colleges Institute. But yeah, so there, it's not just about, your grade average and things like that. So it'll be exciting to see who's selected. We'll probably know that. Usually we know that by the end of December, early January. We have to go through kind of this approval process where they select locally, and then they have to get it through approved with that the Lilly Endowment and all that stuff. So it's a process, but it's well worth it in the long run.
I don't know. I'm astounded by that many applications for the Lilly. I just think that's fantastic.
It was definitely the most that we've gotten. I know it's the most we've gotten in Clinton County ever. So we're really excited about that for those students that, you know, like I said, they put their application in.
Hey, we got to talk about unrestricted funds and the match.
I know. We've got a good gift match going. So, So we've talked about unrestricted funds before. They're a really great opportunity for the community to entrust the community foundation to make grants and be reactive to what's happening in the community in the moment. They are really overseen by our grants committee, who, you know, looks at all of the applications and decides kind of where funding needs to go. And obviously our board, if it's a bigger grant, our board approves that too. But our unrestricted funds support our competitive grant making, or a lot of it at least. And so right now, Lilly Endowment has a 2-for-1 gift match happening. And that allows us to really kind of boost those funds. And in the end of all things, it will boost the budget for the upcoming years for how much we can get out into the community. And so, you know, I always like to share, we actually have some new funds that have been established here in the last year because of the unrestricted gift match. One of them is the Larry and Carol Price Community Fund. I'm sure you guys know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Larry and Carol shared with us that they felt starting this fund during the unrestricted gift match was a great way to continue to support their community. We know that they already support the Clinton County community
in our community
anyways, but so they're just, they found another way to do it. And we were really excited about that. So, you know, you have a lot of, if you go on our website, you'll see a lot of probably familiar names. There's a lot of different funds in Clinton County. I think you guys are in, I want to say like at least the 20s, if not 30 unrestricted funds. There was a post on Facebook just recently with the numbers for each county. So you'll have to go look because I didn't memorize it.
Yeah, no, we have a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing that too. And I think you're right. It's
and there's been quite
like 26 or something there, almost 30.
Yeah, there's been quite a few established this year too. We had another one that was added. This one is the Cynthia Jane Cindy Stinson Weir Community Fund. And Lucinda and Ben Chapman created this fund in memory of Lucinda's mother. So Lucinda works at the Community Foundation.
Aww.
She's worked at the Community Foundation this year, 30 years. And so her mother was born and raised in Clinton County. And Lucinda told us they really just felt there was no better way to honor her mother and give back to the community that she loved than to establish an unrestricted fund in her name. In her memory to, you know, serve the community.
Again, we're speaking with Emily Himmersbach from the Community Foundation of Howard Clinton in Carroll County. And I think it's incredible that we have so many people in our community that when they give back, they're not just giving back to their families. And I know that they appreciate it, but they're giving back again to their communities as well. And I just feel like that we are so lucky, A, to have people do that, but how many people we have in this community that are able to do that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, if you go look at those fund names, you'll just see even like there's people that create family funds because they want to pass that legacy also down to their children. And so it's just a really cool way to support the community, either honor or remember someone or just do something as a family that supports the community. And so, you know, we really encourage right now, if you're interested in helping us with unrestricted funds, this is a great time to do it because with the gift match happening, you can actually establish an unrestricted fund at like a discount is like what I like
sure.
to say.
It's a BOGO.
Yeah.
We call it a BOGO.
Typically, it takes $12,500 to establish an endowment. Right now, you could do a starting donation of $4,200, and Lilly Endowment would match that, and the fund would be established at $12,600. Or you can do the full donation, and your fund's going to be over $30,000 at the start. So there's a lot of different options with the unrestricted gift match. And also, if you're just someone who says, hey, you know what, I want to give $50 to an unrestricted fund in memory of a loved one or in honor of someone, or just because you know Larry and Carol Price or any of the other people that have established funds at the foundation, you can go do that on our website too. And you know, $50 is going to turn into $150 going into those funds. So it's a big time for us. We have a fundraising goal, so we have to get our donations up to I believe $350,000 is different in each county, in order for Clinton County to get a total of $750,000 added to our unrestricted
funds.
That's
a lot of money.
It is. And it's going to boost our, you know, budget for upcoming years. So it's a big deal. And we definitely have to, you know, we're working real hard to make sure we meet those goals so that we can get all that funding into Clinton County and Carroll County and Howard County as well.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about Clinton County, but we've also got Howard County. Now, is there amount a little different because it's a more more populated area?
Yeah. So Lilly Endowment, the way they set it up, it is based on the population in each county. So Howard County has a higher population, therefore we have to raise $750,000 in Howard County to get a total of $1.5 million added to our unrestricted funds in Howard. Clinton and Carroll are the same. I believe they're similar population size. So those ones are the 750,000 is the total we're going to get in each of those, which is huge still.
Well, and Carroll County saw a lot of growth in new funds too, as well. If I remember, I saw the numbers kind of climb there as well. So that was really cool to see.
Yeah. A lot of people take advantage of the unrestricted gift match to get funds established, and it's a great way to do that. And you know, get something set up that you might not be able to set up otherwise, or just taking advantage of the opportunity as a whole.
Yeah, I know, because here's the thing. $12,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But when you think, I know $4,000 is still a lot of money.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that. But when you can just put in that much and then it's mm-hmm. doubled, that really is a win-win.
Tripled.
I mean, yeah. Well, actually,
yeah,
it is technically, mm-hmm. yes. So
yeah.
That's really the time. If you can do it, that's the time to get it done.
Yep. And we're going into year-end giving here, so we'll be sharing a lot about that unrestricted gift match out there. But I always like to say, too, that, you know, if maybe you want to have a more active role in your giving, you know, that we have other options at the foundation, other fund options. It's kind of the whole spectrum of giving. You can be, you know, entrust the foundation, which would be an unrestricted, or you can go all the way up to a donor advised fund. And, you know, with those donors have control over, they direct where the grants go out of their donor advised funds. So I don't want people to think that's the only option with us, because if you want to have a more active role, you are more than welcome to, and we'll be happy to talk to you about that. Or, you know, kind of your middle ground might be like a field of interest. Like, yeah, I don't want to establish an unrestricted, but I also don't want to do the work of a donor advised. So I just want to say that I want this fund to, you know, serve youth in my community. Okay, great. Yeah, will you definitely use those funds? So there are a lot of other options, but the gift match is only happening for the unrestricted funds. So that's directed by Lilly Endowment. Some years in the past, I know we've had this question, because in the past some years there have been like options. So like they've done, you know, a different type of match for scholarships and for other funds. But this year they let us know that they were only doing a match for unrestricted.
Emily Himmersbach is our guest this morning. She's the marketing and communications officer for the Community Foundation of Howard, Clinton, and Carroll County.
I know we just talked about the cycle, grant cycle has closed as mm-hmm. far as new grants being, mm-hmm. and you're going to be going through those, and you'll have those finished up for the year for nonprofit grants. But you also have the possibility of an out-of-cycle request.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that and how it differs from the regular nonprofit?
Yeah. So we have a small grants program, and that's more of a reactive program. We utilize that to support, you know, different needs that come up, because we all know sometimes things break. One that always pops in my head is in Howard County, we have a organization called Valley of Grace, and they called us last November, right before Thanksgiving, and their oven had broken down. So we were able to supply some of that. And actually, we partnered with a local church, and they had called and said, hey, we have some extra money. And we were actually able to together fund the whole entire oven, which was just an amazing story. But so the small grants program allows us to direct funds up to $5,000 for kind of like emergency needs, or like maybe you have an out of cycle program that you need help with, and it's not going to be, you know, a lot of money. Maybe you need $1,000 or something like that. And those requests can always be put in. You just would reach out to Emerald Blankenship, our senior vice president, and she can kind of direct you through that process. But, you know, we want to always have that availability to serve the needs of our nonprofits. And so that program, I think it was started a few years ago to kind of just help us be able to be a little bit more reactive. And there's less of the staff. So our president and a couple other staff members have control of like getting those small grants out, so we don't have to go through a full approval process. We wanted to make it clean and quick, so that, again, we could be reactive to a pipe leaking, things that just, you know, could really wreck what's happening at a nonprofit. And so always an available thing that we can certainly talk about.
Student scholarship season. It's going to be here before we know it.
Right around the corner. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
So
our scholarships peeps, they go straight from Lilly into general scholarships. They love it, though. So
when are you guys, when will the scholarship app, which I love, scholarship app, not apps.
Yeah.
It's that is so
one,
much better.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
As living through that with my children, oh, yeah. It's,
well, it's
going
to increase
better.
The number of kids that get scholarships, because they don't have to fill out so many. Because I do think, and sometimes that's limiting, when you, especially for folks that need that money, and it's got to be a little daunting to think, oh, I've got to fill out so many, which now you guys have made the process so much easier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not only that in the past, but they also had to look through all of the scholarships to figure out what they were eligible for.
Yeah.
And that's all pretty much automated now. They do one application and it lets them know what they're eligible for. And then they can take any of the extra steps that they need to take for those certain scholarships. So we say it's one application, many opportunities. That'll be happening in January. So, you know, students get ready for that. You know, when you get off Christmas break, it's go time.
Well, as a former parent, I thank you. And also, I thank you as a person who has to write reference letters. I thank you again.
No, the reference letters, for sure. So we'll get, you know, we are always busy at the foundation. Like I said, sometimes it's background busy. Sometimes we're out in the community. We'll be excited because, you know, end of this month, Emerald and I will get out in the community with our big check and get to hand some little checks when we, you know, take pictures with the big check.
That's the fun stuff.
Yes, it's the best. We love that.
Well, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you folks and how they can get involved if they would like more information.
Yeah. So we have, our website is all in one, but you can go to cfcarroll.org, cfclinton.org, or cfhoward.org. You'll go to different landing pages, but same website. We did a big merge earlier this year to kind of simplify things for our donors and our nonprofits. So you'll get on there, and depending on what you're looking for, it's super easy. If you're a nonprofit, there's a nonprofit tab that'll lead you to grants. There's actually a lot of resources on there too. So we try to keep that up to date with any resources that we have available to nonprofits. So there's a whole tab for that. There's training. And I guess I should mention really quick, because we're getting ready to open the application in a few weeks, our Excellence in Nonprofit Leadership program that we do once a year, and it's a 6-month program for nonprofit leaders. Is a $570 value per student, and we provide that for free. So we have a limited amount of spots. Then the students come to our office once a month, and they attend a program that goes through different leadership aspects. So we've got strategic planning, board governance, marketing, grant writing, and we have experts come in who help facilitate that and guide that. So if you are a nonprofit leader or you know a nonprofit leader, definitely get in contact with us at the foundation. Get your name on the list for when our community leadership coordinator, Carrie, releases the application. Like I said, it's a limited spots. I think we have 25 spots for between all three counties. And we always end up with a wait list because it's just an excellent program. I've gotten to watch and attend in the past, and there's a lot of learning that happens. So just encourage your nonprofit leader friends to
reach out. Because if you want to get these grant funds and you are in such competition, to have somebody guide you to where you don't have to try it once or twice to get it, you know, if you can just get it the first time versus trying and trying again, you get your funds faster. But sometimes you need some guidance on the appropriate way to fill it out to have the best chance to get those grants.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the other thing about this program. It's a great opportunity to network with other nonprofits, but it's also a great opportunity to get to know us at the community foundation. You know, we try to get out and get to know everybody, but actually coming in the building and really getting to interact with us and learn who we are is just a great opportunity on both ends for us and for them. And so, that application will be releasing here in a few weeks. And so, like I said, if you know a nonprofit leader, definitely reach out. The other way you can reach out to us is by phone. So you can call us at 765-454-7298. And with whatever need you have, Lucinda will generally answer the phone, and she always knows where to get you. And then if you want to just reach out by email, we have email info@cfhoward.org or cfcarroll.org or cfclinton.org. So there's plenty of ways to reach out to us if you just want to chat about what your needs are and learn about the community foundation. Call us.
You know, the probably the easiest way is to go to Clinton or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is click on your banner ad there.
Oh, yeah.
And it will take them directly to your website. So that's just as easy as well. You're already going to be at Clinton and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Just click on their banner ad on the sides there, and you can go directly to their website as well. So we will try and help you get some more funds so that you can do some more good in our communities.
Get some more funds, get some funds out there. We want to share everything we can with the community and, you know, keep seeing that growth. We love it.
Yeah, we appreciate you, and we appreciate what you do for our community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Emily Hemmersbach again with the Community Foundation of Howard, Clinton, and Carroll County. Anything else you'd like to add while we've got you today?
You know, I don't think so. You know, we're happy to serve the community, happy to be here. And we just appreciate all that everybody does to work in the community. We appreciate your work, too.
And you're just a click or a phone call away.
We are.
All right. Thank you, Emily. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
I'm strategic.
You are.
Hey,
now I want to hear the rest of that.
Important people here. We have to, yeah.
We do, but I'm sure Emily likes that song as much as we do.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, again, presented by TC Trailers, Encompass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tinting, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals, Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Boone, Carroll, and Clinton County Daily News.com. We'll talk about our Hoosierland TV sponsors here in just a minute. We started to let Emily out of the building. But as I've said many, many times, sometimes the behind-the-scenes conversation really turns out to be some of the better conversation. And when we were talking, we asked Emily, hold up.
Well, I wouldn't say it was better.
Well, not better. Sometimes
it's
really good. Well, sometimes better because it's funny that stuff we can't talk about on the air because of those FCC regulations. But that wasn't the case here.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily better. You're right. But there was some extra things that we were talking about as far as the hurricane relief. And we were talking about then, we know the church, when we talked to them a few minutes ago, Camden First Baptist Church, they're doing good work. But as Emily said, you know, folks have that question of, is their money really going to a safe place? And is it going to get where you want it to go through donations? And we know the church will do that.
Yeah.
But Emily brought up another point. So if you could just explain that really quickly, I think that's important for folks as well.
Yeah. So one of the things that I share personally when I see disasters happening in other communities is I go search out their community foundation. And the first thing I check is if they're an accredited community foundation. So your foundation locally, Clinton and Howard and Carroll, we are a national standards accredited foundation.
So explain that.
Yes. that's a long process to get through. It's a months long process that we have to do, and we have to answer questions. And I mean, it literally comes down to when a check comes in the door, who all touches that check. They're very particular about making sure that we're operating at a high level of excellence. And so obviously that's my first question when I look. And so if you look up the North Carolina Community Foundation, they are an accredited foundation. And that's what I share out in the community with my friends and family is, hey, if you want to make sure your money is getting directly to where it's supposed to go, you know, go to their website. And actually the North Carolina Community Foundation has a lot of different options on their Facebook page and their website for ways to get money to their local communities. I believe they have a disaster relief fund established, and they also actually have a list of trusted nonprofits, and they're actually trying to get money, getting donors to give money directly to those nonprofits right now, just to get that money out there. So you can go to nccommunityfoundation.org, and you can also just go to their website, North Carolina Community Foundation, and just check that. But like I said, check that with anybody. You can scroll down to the bottom of their website. You'll see it says NICF accredited foundation. And that's always we're safe. This money's going to get to good use.
I do think that's what people worry about. Yeah. If I'm donating this money, is it going to the right cause? Because some people just can't get it up out of their house to go to, for example, the First Baptist Church in Camden to donate supplies. And some people just can't carry a big thing of 35 water bottles or whatever it is to get them there. And so if they still want to donate, yes, you can donate to the Camden Church. Again, you can drop off a check or you can send it to them or whatever. But then this is another way that you can also donate. Or maybe you want to do both. Because the church, they are taking care of the people, the first responders. The money that Emily is talking about is really going to go more to the community. Mm-hmm. And so both great causes. We don't want to discount either one, but safe way for people to get their money to where it needs to go are both of these two. And so we just wanted to point that out.
A lot of people don't realize that even some of the...
I hadn't thought about that.
Well,
yeah.
Some of the organizations out there, and I've done a lot of research on this just because of the same reason.
Yeah.
There are organizations out there that are legit organizations, but your donation, maybe 50% of it goes where you want it to go, and the other 50% goes to staff and other, you know, paperwork and all that kind of stuff, that it doesn't go, the whole donation does not go where it needs to go.
There's nothing like, I mean, at this point, when you're trying to get money out, you want it on the boots on the ground, immediate, you know, relief. And so, you know, there's nothing closer to that, in my opinion, than the local nonprofits, because I can guarantee you they're out there working as hard as they can to serve the community, because they already do that on a regular basis.
Yeah, and they already know maybe the person to go to right away versus somebody like us trying to have to find somebody. So, again, thank you for that information.
Absolutely.
That was a great addition that I wanted to make sure that we had a chance to talk about. Because, again, you know, people wonder, is my money really getting to where it needs to go? And this is a great resource for it to get there. So,
yeah, and we'll make sure that we get that up on our websites and Clinton County, Carroll County, and BoonCountyDailyNews.com so that if you want to reach out to them, you can reach out to them. And as Emily said, go to the website. You can see what's going on.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking around for that.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll take another quick break. We'll be back with Party Line, Boone's Best 102.7 and WILO.